Talk 99.5, the Hot Talk Morning Show with Dave and Liz. Good morning, everyone. It's 8:35 in the morning, and Pat Taylor is filling in for Dave today on this hot, hot Monday.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, listen, Pat, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have any plans for a vacation anytime soon?
Oh, I got lots of plans for lots of vacations. The question is, will I ever get to do any of them? Yes, the answer to your question is yes, I do.
Yeah, well, a lot of times, you know, the number one reason that people put off going on vacation is because they don't have the money.
Well, that's a slight technicality.
Yeah. Exactly. And some people are opting for stay vacations or staycations, as they call it. But we actually have an author on the phone with us right now. He's an ultra economical travel expert. We've had him on the show with us before. His name is Russell Hannon, and I want to welcome him to the show. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, we've had you on because you're considered the, you know, break the travel barrier, travel more, stay longer, spend less. I mean, that's really what you're all about, right?
That's right. Well, you know, with summer starting, everybody's thinking about traveling. People are looking to either escape the heat or go somewhere that they haven't been able to visit to in a long time. So I hope I can help you and everybody who's listening with some of their travel plans this summer.
All right. Well, you recently wrote a new book. You've authored many books about travel, but this is the ultimate guide to traveling more and spending less. It's called Stop Dreaming and Start Traveling. Now, this book is a must-have if you want to stretch your dollar, right?
That's right. Well, you know what? For myself, going back 10 years ago, I felt I couldn't afford to travel very much. And I thought I had to settle for just taking one big trip a year. I would spend months saving up for that big trip and spend a few more months when I got back paying off the balance.
Right.
And,
that's always the worst.
Never forget the time I came back to a $2,100 cell phone bill, and I made the mistake of just believing that travel was inherently expensive. And ironically, in my day job, I worked as a lean management professional, and my job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. And I said, there's got to be a way that I can apply this toward travel, to travel more and spend less. So all of the tools and the systems that that I share with you today are essentially based on lean principles.
Well, what are some of the biggest mistakes that people make? And I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm actually taking a cruise of the Hawaiian Islands in August. And I'm already seeing the whole list of excursions that are being offered. And, you know, those could rack up pretty quickly on that bill. And like you said, when you come home, that's the last thing you want to see is a bill that's thousands of dollars. So for someone like me, or, you know, when it comes to like excursions and tours, do you have any advice, or what are some of the mistakes and pitfalls we can avoid?
Well, you know what? A couple things. Usually the first decision we make when planning our trip is ironically the most expensive mistake we make. It's when and where we decide to go. We want to go to the same places as everyone else, generally at the same time, holidays, long weekends, summer, et cetera. And people, you know, quite often they come to me and they say, Russ, next month, or as you said, Liz, is this exact month, I'm going to this place. How can I save money? And sure, there's some stuff that we can do to help, and I'll share some of that with you in a moment. But I say we could do so much more if we just really opened up our options. And what I recommend is there's no one destination from a vacation perspective that's so amazing that no other one will do. So I suggest making a list of the top 10 places that you want to visit, sort them from those that are least to most expensive to visit today, and start with the one that's least expensive to go to right now. So that way you're traveling inexpensively today and buying yourself time to find ways to visit more expensive places at a fraction of what it would cost you to go today.
It's all in the planning is what you're saying.
Planning is key. And you know what? There's seven things that play a factor in any travel deal that you or I or anyone has ever had. And one of those things is flexibility. So if we remove that variable, then we start to limit our ability to really travel ultra economically.
I've got a question for you. We're with Russell Hannon, who is, I love your title, ultra economical travel expert. You and my wife would get along splendidly. So, in light of that, I recently went up from here to West Virginia about a month ago to visit relatives, go to my class reunion. And when you first go online, you start looking for automotive rental deals. You're inundated with emails. You can get a car for $12 a day. Da 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 da. Well, then you start to go in and you do all the checking. You know, Priceline, Hotwire, Expedia, all those. And then inevitably, they all end up going to almost the same price. Everybody's the same price. It's almost like a bait and switch. How do you How do you circumvent all that minutia to actually get to the good car rental deals?
Well, you know what? Here you say that. It is getting harder and harder to see up front how much something is going to cost you. And if you could see inside the mind of the travel industry, they want to increase their profits without increasing the posted rate, because the posted rate is often the deciding factor in terms of whether or not we're going to go. And then that's why we get back and we have bills that are surprised. With car rentals, myself, it's one of the trickier areas. Ultimately, if you can qualify for a corporate rate at the very least, companies that you work for or your spouse perhaps works for, is usually, I say, for anything across the board, is you never want to pay more than the corporate rate. Something that surprises me quite often is you just go Google the name of the car rental agency and corporate rate codes and corporate companies, and quite often you get that stuff that pops up right away. So that can help you save 10 to 15%. I always book the economy cars, and quite often maybe one out of three times when I get there, they won't have any economy cars left, and sometimes I'll get a free upgrade, and that happened to me in Los Angeles last week, where I had a Ford Fusion rented, and I got them, and they said, well, we have none left, we'll give you this Mustang here. So you can't count on it, but every once in a while, by booking economy, because most people do that, you can get free upgrades.
Now, a lot of people in this area, because we live in such a beautiful touristy type of area, like to go on weekend road trips. So what are some quick tips you can give us right now to help us save money for that?
Well, you know, a lot of people are signed up to e-couponing letters at home, such as Groupon and LivingSocial.com. Something we don't think of is 2 weeks before our vacation, just switch your hometown in your e-couponing account to the destination that you'll be visiting, and you'll start getting all kinds of coupons that target locals in the places you'll be visiting, whether it's Hawaii. I did this before going to New York City, and I got 2-for-1 tickets to go see The Lion King, about 40% off at a restaurant. You'll find free appetizers. Quite often up to 40% off different sorts of things. So that's something I suggest. There's another place that has about 1,600 deals neatly organized by city for hotels, restaurants, spas, leisure activities. You could look up Myrtle Beach just for example. You go to travelzoo.com and then just enter the destination that you'll be visiting. There's a little tab for destinations, and you'll find all kinds of coupons to consider for that place that you'll be visiting.
Now, do you have, here's another thing, because, you know, I often travel Spirit, and they have a very specific baggage, luggage policy, and so I've pretty much mastered it now. But do you have tips for others that have not been really used to traveling on airlines and all the different restrictions they have today, especially when it comes to checked bag fees?
Well, see, the thing is, we want to bring everything that we want to bring without paying the luggage fee. And something that I do, not many people know about this, is actually you can wear a luggage jacket. So this is actually a bag, and you put everything in it, and then you basically just, when the time comes to get on the plane or where you're going to a spot where they check the size of your bag, you actually unfold it into a jacket. And it looks like a trench coat for men. This is a luggage jacket. This is one from jacktogo.com.
This is amazing. Are you serious?
.com. And there's a version for women, actually. It looks like a big poofy dress when you undo it. And they've got versions made out of denim and different sorts of materials. And when you look at it, it is quite funny. Some people say, well, you're not going to catch me wearing that at an airport. But you know what? You only wear it for about 1 minute. It's just when you're getting onto the plane, then you take it off and fold it back up again. So a luggage jacket is, you know what? This is one of those cases where I always say if there's always a way around the system. And when we have, you know, these fees popping up all over the place, quite often you're going to have some way to get around the system, and then airlines may eventually try to block that.
Well, I will tell you, Russell, you'd be so proud of me. I have mastered a 5-day vacation within a knapsack.
Wow.
That's including a gown and heels. So it's really impressive.
You've mastered the art of packing. And
yes.
Really what I think is, certainly it's great to do that, but I want to help people try to get around the going rate without having to constrain or hold themselves back. And something else, you know, a lot of people know, if you see this in airports, is all airlines are fleeted with credit cards, and a lot of credit cards offer little travel perks if you pay for your flight using it. And there are quite a few that will offer a free checked bag as a benefit. For Delta, for example, there's the Amex Gold Delta Sky Miles card. And then each of the major airlines, you can just look it up real quick, and they've all got a credit card. If you sign up to it, a lot of them waive the annual fee for the first year and are relatively inexpensive, and we have to have credit cards to stay of age. So if you are traveling a lot, that is a good way to knock off those check bag fees.
For what it's worth, I've been told I'm the king of packing 10 pounds of sand to a 5-pound bag, just for the record there. My question to you real quick before we run out of time, we're with Russell Hannon, the ultra-economical travel expert. I like that. One last question. If I were just basically my wife and I on a whim to set, let's go. Let's just go on vacation somewhere within the 50 United States of America. What's the one spot right now that is really offering some great deals and they want me and they want me bad? Where would I be going?
Well, you know, usually my spin is more or less, I want to help you get to where you want to go. But when I hear that, I always think of relatively inexpensive destinations. If you're staying within country, it is relatively inexpensive gas prices compared to other summers. But go to places that usually aren't as busy in summer, places that,
ski that resorts.
Are traditionally known for skiing, so you can actually go hike in the mountains as opposed to skiing, which would be less expensive.
And they're just as beautiful in the summer as they are in
so
the winter.
True. And the reason I say that, because I'm from West Virginia, I know that snowshoe gets a lot of people to go up there this time of year to either BMX bike or to hike, you know, do stuff like that. So that's why I wasn't being tongue-in-cheek. Now, if somebody like me and my wife want to find out more information for you to be able to help us out, Russell, what can we do? Where can we go? Website, anything like that?
To stop dreaming, start traveling, just go to stopdreamingstarttraveling.com. There's information about the book. Or I can get you a free guide, how to beat the best online fare every flight for the rest of your life at breakthetravelbarrier.com.
And I put that website, breakthetravelbarrier.com, on our Facebook page as well, so it's an easy click for our listeners. Russell Hannon, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll have you back again when you author your next book. But this book is Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. You can purchase it online. Can you also get it on in bookstores or on Amazon?
Yes, it officially comes out next week, but it is on Amazon today. And if it's not in a bookstore, they can order it in for you.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Russell, for all your help in helping us get to the places we want to go.
Exactly.
Economically.
And still
have a great summer. Happy travels.
Thank you. Yeah, it's important. We'll still have two nickels to rub together when we return.
That's right.
That's an upside.